Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
On cryptocurrency, Ken says he bought XRP, which I assume Ken knows what that is, and he made a few quid. Oh, it's a crypto. The whole thing is a pump and dump scheme. Don't believe the hype. But you made money, Ken. Pat says, I bought some Dogecoin about 3 years ago. I must check if I'm rich. Pat, let us know if you are. Three words on cryptocurrency, says another listener. Emperor's new clothes. Fionn Davenport has been bringing us on a journey around the provinces of Ireland over the last few weeks. And today, Fionn, we're talking about Munster. Good morning to you.
Morning, Claire.
So you're leaving the biggest one to last, is that it?
Yeah, kind of. Well, here's the thing. There's a truth in travel, and that is nature doesn't bestow its gifts equally. So in all my years of writing about travel, tourism, it's just one of those stark facts that not everywhere gets the tourist love that it deserves necessarily. Munster, though, is the golden child. And, whether starting in Waterford, so the little seaside towns of Waterford, to the broad golden strands of County Clare, it kind of has everything and it kind of knows it as well. So, there's no doubt. I remember the first interview I ever went was in 1993 when I became an editor at Fodor's Travel Guides. The American boss said to me, he goes, do you not think that Killarney is just ruined in terms of tourist terms? It's just like, even in America, Killarney had a reputation back then. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
But they still flock there, and we all do.
Oh, absolutely.
Let's go to Cork, though, first, Fionn.
Sure.
It's a big county. You could spend weeks in one part of it alone. You're going to take us on a whirlwind tour.
It is a whirlwind tour. So, I mean, everything's in Cork, really, and Cork people will spare no expense telling you about it. In terms of highlights. Now, there are so many highlights to cover. One of the things pointing out in Cork City is that there's been a big pedestrianisation push in the city centre through much of the last year. So, for example, Princes Street is one of the most notable ones. So all of a sudden you have like all of the restaurants and the bars and cafes like Rossini, Nash 19, Oakfire Pizza, etc., etc. They've been able to set up socially distanced outdoor seating, which is transformative. Covered seating outdoors. So even if you don't have indoor dining, you have plenty of dining options right in the heart of Cork City.
Okay.
And then, of course, you've got the English Market, which anytime I go to Cork, I just like to wander through. The peninsulas, Claire. I mean, what's not to... Oh, the peninsulas. Sheep's Head, Ahakista is just one of my favourite places. The little Ahakista bars, one of the most terrific spots in all of Ireland to sit down and have a pint. The Goat's Path Road between Kilcrohan and Gortnakilly. And you got Mount Seif in there, so you can kind of go over. It's just, I mean, literally, as landscapes go, it doesn't get any nicer. Then Mizzenhead, not to be outdone. I wrote about Barley Cove recently for the Irish Times, and the beach itself is fabulous. There's the pontoon that leads to it. But what I really wanted to focus on was... you've got, not far from there, you've got Crookhaven. And Crookhaven, you've got O'Sullivan's, sit down with a fresh crab sandwich, nice
Lovely.
Pint of Guinness, or a pint of Murphy's rather, bowl of chowder. And so then you've also got, so should Barley Cove Beach be full and the weather be nice enough for you to go to the beach, you've got Galley Cove and Cockle Beaches, just kind of within a couple of kilometres of Crook. Now, with all respect to Kinsale, and there is no doubt that Kinsale gets a huge amount of attention, and deservedly so, because it's one of the gourmet hotspots of Ireland. But I'm going to make an argument that Ballydehob is, it's now, it's equal.
Okay,
yes.
you're in trouble here with everybody.
I know.
We all love Kinsale, but you're saying if it's full, go to Ballydehob.
I'm just saying is that Ballydehob is fabulous. Not only do you have like Robbie Krasik's Michelin-starred restaurant Chestnut, which is in Ballydehob, but on Wednesdays there's a food truck. Ron D serves up like really good American-style grill sandwiches. You've got the former Fred frontman Joe O'Leary and his partner Caroline. They run the Levi's Corner House on Main Street. Which is terrific. You've got a wonderful fruit and veg stall that they run every Wednesday. And I hear that this summer they're introducing a food truck, and the push advertisement is we're going to serve the best ramen noodles in all of Ireland. So
sounds great.
I mean, it's brilliant, and so you can get, so even say you can go to Chestnut, which has a Michelin star, but they do a wonderful packed lunch that you can take away. I think it's €42 for like a gourmet lunch that you can take away and go to the beach with. Other attractions in Cork, Ilnacullen. You can see seals, sea eagles as you go from Glengariff up to Ilnacullen Island. You've got this wonderful Italianate garden on it. Fastnet, Ireland's teardrop. I remember the first time I went there and they told me that this was the last point that 19th century emigrants would see as they departed Ireland,
yes.
Hence the name. Now, and I'm also told, I'm not a lighthouse expert, but that the Fastnet Lighthouse is considered the most perfectly engineered lighthouse in the world, built in 1904. And they do trips from now until August, so you can get boat trips to the Rock. You can't land, but you can kind of from Skull and Baltimore. So via Cape Clear, which again is another highlight.
Okay, so plenty to do in Cork.
We'll
go to Waterford next. Where are we going to start in Waterford?
Yeah, so I'm a big fan of Ardmore. You've got the oldest Christian monuments in Ireland, so I'm told, St. Declan's. You've got the well and the old church. It's also the start of the new St. Declan's Way, which is a new pilgrimage route, which is meant to challenge the Camino de Santiago. It runs from Ardmore all the way to Cashel. Ardmore is a lovely seaside town, but you've got one of the best hotels in the country in the Cliff House, which has the Michelin-starred restaurant. Also there, I'm going to do a little shout out for Mary Lincoln's Pottery, which is just on the road to the Cliff House, which is a wonderful shop. Dungarvan, not that far away, mm-hmm. Great harbour town, wonderful food reputation. You've obviously got Paul Flynn's Tannery. You've also got one end of the Waterford Greenway, which is the 46 kilometre cycling path that goes to Waterford City. Not far from Waterford City, you've got the Ring Peninsula. I mean, right away, beautiful views across Dungarvan Bay to the mountains. Big fan of Lismore in northern Waterford as well. The castle gardens are gorgeous. And obviously, Tramore and Dunmore East. If you're looking for seaside resorts, Tramore is the kind of the daddy of all of them.
Certainly is. That's where we would have gone now in the summer holidays when we were children. The day trip for the ice cream and the chips, just the best, you know. Can't beat
it. It's got all of those traditional attractions that you and I would have known when we were very young. But it's also kind of emerged, so it's kind of popular with surfers, and it's got cool cafe latte bars and all the rest. So Tramore's really kind of grown with the times, as it were.
Now we're going to Limerick, and you want to start in the city.
Yeah, Limerick City. So one of the best museums in the country, if you are a fan of heritage, etc., is the Hunt Museum. It's absolutely astonishingly good and vastly underrated, I would argue, compared to, say, museums in Dublin, for instance. It's got 2,000 different items. I mean, it's got paintings, Gauguin, Picasso, Renoir. It's also got a coin that is reputed to be one of the 30 pieces of silver paid to Judas for the betrayal of the Christ. I cannot verify as to whether that's true or not, but that's what it's labelled as being. Adair, not far from Limerick, lovely,
beautiful.
You know, the epitome of the tidy town, the thatched roofs. On the edge of Adair, you've got one of the finest hotels, never mind in Ireland, in the whole of the world, Adair Manor, which got this massive multi-million euro refurb in the last few years. It's also got a wonderful golf course that is the site of the Ryder Cup coming up, I think, in 2027, I think. But here's the thing. This is not budget. And they are unashamedly pitching at that high-end experience. So if you have that kind of money, I envy you, and you fancy a stay in Adair Manor, well, you'll pay for some of the best service.
For a cup of tea.
Yeah.
I'm going to move on to Tipperary now, a county that you would go just to look at the rolling fields in the Golden Vale.
Yeah, indeed. And then you've got obviously you've got Cashel and the Rock, which is, again, one of the big heritage sites. The Glen of Arloe is amazing. You've got these wonderful scenic drives through it. Cair, the castle in Cair. Mitchelstown Cave. I went there a couple of years ago. It's amazing. It's much better, I would argue, than Dunmore Cave in Kilkenny, only because it's bigger. They host orchestras in Mitchelstown Cave. Really an astonishing place.
My cave is better than yours.
There is a touch of that. It doesn't get nearly half the visitors that Dunmore does.
Right.
So
everyone go to Mitchelstown Cave.
That's it. Mitchelstown Cave.
Davenport told you to do it.
Yeah. Clare, so you've got obviously Cliffs of Moher. I'm not going to bother taking up too much time. The Lewpead Peninsula, Wonderful. The Pool na Brón Dolmhain, if you want, of the many prehistoric sites in Clare, I think that would be the kind of photogenic pick. The Vandeleur Wall Garden is just outside Kilrush, is gorgeous. You've got Clare, you've got all the music pubs. I'm just curious as to how they're going to negotiate the social distancing regulations, but there'll be plenty of music this summer. There's Aylwee Cave. Again, you like caves. I'm not really a spelunker, but apparently caves are a big thing. Here's a place, right? Near Newquay is Hazel Mountain Chocolate Sampling. So you can book ahead to watch chocolate being made in this wonderful place.
Oh, I was there the sound of that.
Yeah, it's great. Yep. And it's brilliant for the kids. Lahinch. Now, as I wrote recently, if Lahinch was a little closer to the equator, it would have a film festival and the kind of the waterfront would be lined with 5-star hotels. It's like the Irish Biarritz. Wonderful place. Lahinch, Kilrush, if you're looking for seaside towns along there. And if you want, in the main street in Lahinch, Danny Max, the Shamrock, O'Looney's. What's not to like?
What's not to like is right.
And I think that's it, isn't it? Are we missing a county?
I don't know. I think we've covered Munster there,
haven't
we?
Yeah, that's
great.
Oh, no, wait, hang on a second.
What?
Kerry?
Oh,
what's
God,
Kerry?
How could we forget Kerry?
Okay, Kerry is those... where do you start in Kerry? Carrin Tool, highest mountain in Ireland. If you like climbing, climb the highest peak. I'm not going to bother with the obvious thing. Obviously, you're going to do the ring. If you haven't done the ring in your life, you're mad. Do it. Just do it once.
You can't describe the beauty of it, really, can
it's
you?
It's stunningly beautiful. And then just pick little bits of it. Ladies View, the Gap of Dunloe. Like Loch Lean, you know, in Killarney. Just like, even just take a kind of a trip on it. It's so staggeringly gorgeous. And if you, the Ivory Peninsula, which kind of sits there and goes, well, we're the most beautiful one. And then you have Dingle going, hang on a second, lads. Slayhead? No. We're just as pretty. And it's hard to make an argument that they're not. So Slayhead is absolutely stunning. You've got and there's a great waymarked trail, about 18 kilometres road called the Saints Road at the top of Slayhead, which is really beautiful. And you've got like the Galarus Oratory and Kilmelketter Church and these early Christian sites along the way. Like golf. OK, I'm a golfer. So if I had to pick choices in my life to play, Waterville, Ballybunion, Tralee, Dukes, all in Kerry. Four of the best courses in the world are in Kerry. Skellig Michael, the trips have started again. It was closed for much of the last year. But if you are going to go to Skellig this summer, book now because the trips are, like I had a look on the website yesterday and there's so many of them already booked out because they're obviously limited in terms
right.
of numbers.
Fiona, we've got to leave it there, but you're going to be back with us to talk about Dublin. That's coming up next week. Thanks very much.
And we Thanks,
have
Claire.
A peeved Kerry woman who thought we forgot that there was a major county in between Cork and Limerick. For some unknown reason, you haven't mentioned Kerry. Well, there you go. And the reason we left Kerry to the end was because we left the best to last. Now we'll get complaints from everybody else. Brian Jennings is in the newsroom.